That's our toddler. It's been a blessing. Feel it best me to give him a testimony. I didn't know which way I needed to go or what I needed to do, so I left in the Lord's hand. And I grew up on a chicken farm. We was first started, we had well over 8,000 chickens. We fed by hand and watered by hand. And by the time I was 4 or 5 years old, I knew how to work. And everything we had to do by hand, we didn't have plumbing and stuff in the home. We still had to carry water to the chicken houses, feed them by hand. But we didn't have plumbing in the house, neither we had draw well water to cook with, take a bath with and everything. But we had cows too, but they got their water out of the branch. We also had milk cows. We had to milk them every once in a while when we got out of it. But by the time I was 7, I was picking cotton. I wasn't too good of a cotton picker. It was a bag bigger than I was. But by the time I got to about 9, 9.5 years old, I had a life change. Lord came into my heart, and after a big change, I couldn't get enough going to church. About the same time that I had that change, my father bought an old country service station. He turned it into a country general store. But he kept us busy all the time. He didn't want us to get in trouble, but we found trouble. But by the time I was 15, I started falling away from church. I started hanging around with the wrong crowds and getting in trouble. My father told me one day that I had to stop if I wanted to live under his roof. So I stopped and I stayed under his roof for a while. But by 19, I'd got married. But I thought I knew all about life at 19. I found out I was dumb. But after a while of marriage lasted for a while, then we went through a divorce. I stayed single, stayed out of church, felt like I didn't need to be in church, rambled around all over the country with other people. But after a while, I got married again, settled down, but I supposed to have been living a Christian life, but I was living more of a religious life, a life of legalism, just to go to church whenever I felt like it. But when they got married again, after a while I sang, and I brought some baggage from my former marriage in, and here we was going to church, but still it didn't seem right to them. So by the time I was, I'd left church between 16 and 16, and by the time I was 39, at one night on the way home, God spoke to me one night. I never listened to the radio or hardly watched TV. I started a little business myself, and I always had my mind on business. I didn't have time to listen. One night I turned that radio on. It was Christian Broadcasting. By the time I got home, God done dealt with me. I repented of my sins in the driveway at home. The following Sunday, I came back to church and I got down on my knees at the altar and asked him forgiveness. But the God opened my, gave my heart back up to the, of the Word. He showed me what's good and bad and evil. And Psalms 139 was reading. See, he knew everything about me. He knew where I was at, what I was doing. But he touched my life that night. When I turned my life back over, God, I had people were trying to tear me down, my faith. They were stealing from me, telling me all kind of things. Says I didn't need to be back in church, but my faith was stronger than what they was telling me. I put in my walk with Christ when I came back to church. I thought I never would be in a play or anything, but Joe Wisdom was here at that time, and Joe was, we had a play, and they wanted me to play John the Baptist. I looked rough as it was, I didn't get cleaned up too long. The sun done burnt my hair, and I played John very good. Later in my walk with Christ, I played Jesus' crucifixion. You got that on the screen. This was at another church. It wasn't here at that time. It was a revival one night. Well, I went to revival at my home church. And the come the end of the week on a Thursday night, people at church asked me if I would be the crucified Christ. They had a old piece of cheese cloth around me. They decorated me. Organic dirt and K-Ro syrup and red food color. Had a hair on my wig on. And I had a little bit of, this happened about 16 years ago. I had a little bit of gray hair then, didn't much. But the evangelist told them, said they wouldn't recognize me. I don't think he did. And I was, had a curtain pulled that night. And I was standing up behind the curtain like it. And when they throwed that curtain open, there was six people didn't wait for the invitation. They run to the altar. He'd been preaching on the cross all week. And those when they seen that, it scared them and being saved, I reckon. But a few years later, we had a play here, and I just played in it as Crucified Christ. But the through all that, God still wasn't done with me. Didn't know what he had in store with me. About a year and a half ago, I was elected to a deacon here at the church. But at first I tried to resist. Didn't think I'd make it a deacon. But through it all, through Philip counseling with me and everything, through prayers and the people of the church, I became a deacon. But what a journey it's been. But when I used to go to the hospitals, nursing homes, I never prayed with anybody. I'd always walk out the door and tell them I'd be praying for them. Now, before I leave the rooms, I pray for them, pray for the families. I was getting out of my truck here the other week, going into the bank. Got to talk to a lady. She was was curious about the signs on the truck. Then every one thing led to another. And she got to telling me about her, all her stuff in her life. And I started to walk off, and the Spirit hit me. I said, "Can I pray with you?" She said, "Sure." I prayed for her, and I was, some months ago, I was at a Dollar General store. Got out, and a lady parked there with some dogs. And I was looking at dogs, talking to them, and she turned around and started talking. Found out she had 4-stage cancer. She had she had done had it one time and beat it to come back. And she told me she was ready for it. She'd go on and be with the Lord. She thought it long enough. But God, before I walked off, God put on my heart to pray with her. And I was out working one day, and next door there was a Mexican out there. Went here, we got to talking. And God laid it on my heart again, Spirit. I wasn't planning on praying with him. Don't walk on. So he started praying with this Mexican. He didn't close his eyes or bow his head. He just stared at me. Didn't know what to say. I had to ask him 3 times before he said yes. So I prayed with him, and some of the other Mexicans with him, they praised God. But he didn't say a thing. He just, when he was stare blank. And I was talking to another woman here a while back. She was in her 80s, and she started church. She didn't want to be in church anymore. She was grew up in church. Her father was a Baptist minister, and she played PM. She said she just got tired of going to church, hear people like her. So there I go again. Lord, put on my heart to pray for her. And I talked to her recently, and she said, I love you praying for me. So I said, "Can I pray for you on the phone?" She said, "Yeah." So God has put me in such a place that when the Spirit hits, I have to pray with these people. I've got a guy that works with me. he's never been in church. Don't know what the Bible is. One day he was sitting there talking, and I got this emblem fish on the back of my truck. It was on there when I bought it. It's got a cross on it. He has asked me all about that. I said, "That's God. Jesus came down, was born. And he came looking for fishing men." He said, "Fishing men." I said, "For men to be saved." He said, "What's the cross for?" I said, "That's where the Lord Jesus was crucified on for your salvation." So after we got talking, I said, "Can I get you a Bible?" He said, "Yeah." And so the other guy that was with me works too. I don't think he's ever been in church. He said, "Can you get me a Bible?" I said, "Yeah, I'll get you a Bible." So I've got them a Bible, and I don't know whether they're reading it or not, but that's how God's been working in my life. And I've got other people I've been praying for, but sometimes I feel like I'm getting nowhere with them. But it's been a journey. It's been a good journey. And I thank all my brothers, deacons here at this church, too. It's helped encourage me a lot. And I thank for they also been 3 pastors in my life that's helped me, is Brother Joe Wisdom, Danny Gray, and Brother Philip. All 3 of them has brought me along the way. Thank you.